This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. With 9 days until Election Day, the race between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump remains in a dead heat. Our latest ABC News Ipsos poll showing Trump with a clear edge to voters who are concerned the most about the economy, similar on immigration and the border. But, says ABC News political director Rick Klein,
Kamala Harris has a big edge on people that think about abortion rights first and foremost, and this key issue of protecting American democracy. A lot of Republicans think that Trump is the choice, but overall, particularly among independents, Harris is the choice, and that feeds right into her closing message.
Trump to rally in his hometown tonight at New York's Madison Square Garden. There is now one fatality after an apparent terrorist attack in Israel. The woman was one of more than a dozen people that was injured when a truck smashed through a bus stop near offices for the Israeli intelligence services. The suspect shot dead by bystanders. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Medicare open enrollment is underway. It's also that time of year when you can enroll in Marketplace coverage or your employer-sponsored plan. Here's Mike Moen.
Advisors say reducing healthcare costs involves more than focusing on monthly premiums. You should also compare a plan's copays and deductibles. Adam Van Spankeren leads the team of navigators at Covering Wisconsin, which helps people understand and sign up for publicly available health insurance and similar programs. He says reading notifications this time of year is vital because a small, subtle difference could end up being a big shocker.
So you might be used to going to your doctor year after year and then find out that they're actually not covered by your plan anymore. And that's got to be the most kind of disheartening and surprising thing. People often discover that when they go to get care.
As for Medicare, original plans don't cover prescription drugs, so what's known as a Part D plan is needed for medications. Starting in 2025, these will include a $2,000 cap on what you pay out of pocket for prescription drugs covered by your plan. Health policy analysts say there can be trade-offs when deciding between a traditional Medicare coverage option and a Medicare Advantage plan. Advantage plans tend to cost more, but Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare says they're worth considering.
Things like dental, vision, and hearing. Many Medicare beneficiaries might be surprised to know that original Medicare doesn't cover most of those things, but many Medicare Advantage plans do.
About 56% of Wisconsinites signed up for Medicare have Advantage plans. Program enrollment runs through December 7th. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Badgers lose to Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, Wisconsin led 10-7 at the half, but number 3 ranked Penn State came back to win 28-13 last night in Madison. Wisconsin falls to 5-3. Penn State remains undefeated at 7-0. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle.
Yeah, it's a good football team. You know, our objective was to get the thing to the fourth quarter play, put ourselves in position, and we did that, and then we didn't, we didn't execute in the fourth quarter. And in some ways, the things that we pride ourselves in, the body blows, that take a toll, maybe got us in the fourth quarter, but there was no lack of fight. There's things we got to do better, that we got to create some turnovers defensively, and then we got to find ways to capitalize on the big plays we do make on offense.
NBA Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. crashed his car into a Yankee Hill apartment yesterday in downtown Milwaukee. No one was hurt. Jackson expected to be with the team in New York when they play the Nets tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies, increasing south winds up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon with highs in the middle 60s. Increasing clouds tonight will keep the south breeze, lows near 40. A mostly cloudy and breezy Monday, highs in the upper 60s. Currently 38 degrees.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate. Committee.
Pete Schwabach.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the YWEGA Film Festival. And Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabach. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
With a key, one lock the door to imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sight, a dimension of sound, a dimension of mind. You're moving through a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. Guiding you through this wondrous journey is the hypnotic sound of the twilight zone.
Mystic. his own twisted and distorted lexicon, he calls it faith, strength, and truth. But in just a moment, Peter Vollmer will apply his...
Wednesday night, I got a telephone call. They were having a monster movie ball. The boy said, man, if you're feeling brave, hurry on out to the coconut grape. 12 o'clock, we're all gonna rock at the monster movie ball. Well, I went to that party and I must declare, there was beans and monsters everywhere. The zombies all wore ponytails. You should have heard those werewolves wail. Every girl was out of this world at the monster movie ball. Well, I saw the creature from the Black Lagoon. The Phantom of the Opera was swinging a tune. Vampira winked her evil eye as Frankenstein came dancing by. Dracula did the cha-cha-cha at the monster movie ball. Dr. Jekyll was there with his blue suede shoes. Quasimodo was singing the blues. The shrinking man had a short shorts on. The invisible man was real gone. What a thrill, they were dressed to kill at the monster movie ball. Everybody was there from the House of Wax. Mighty Joe Young played a honky sax. The witch doctor got up and sang, ooh, ee, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Peter Lorre was late, had to get up a date for the monster movie ball. Oh, the band was playing, don't be cruel. A mummy was dancing with a real cool ghoul. The thing was there from outer space. Hurry, bop, daddy, hopped all over the place. I saw a mole, a doing the stroll at the monster movie ball. Oh, well, bless my soul, it was really weird. Well, they danced all night till the sun appeared. Man alive, they surely beat. Every monster there was dead on his feet. What a thrill, it haunts me still. The monster movie ball.
Oh, we're having fun. creatures will be there.
There'll be Frankenstein and his lovely bride.
With a little monster by his side.
And we're asking Dr. Jekyll to his monster hide. Oh, it's bound to be a grand affair. Yes, we're having a monster rally. And we'll dine on shrouded wheat.
We've a trained gorilla to park your car.
And some zombies coming as they are.
And we're lucky having Dracula to tend the bar.
Won't you join us at our monster meet?
The Phantom of the Opera will be an honored guest.
He'll sing a few selections, sure to meet the acid test.
You want to meet the werewolf and some creatures of that kind.
And maybe he'll unwind.
Oh, we're having a monster rally. And we'll start to serve at 5. The familiar terror will grace the place. The creme de la creme of the horror race. And a couple of the newer boys from outer space. You'll be lucky to get out alive. Oh, we're having a monster rally. And we'll start to serve at 5. Each familiar terror will grace the place. The creme de la creme of the horror race. And a couple of the newer boys from outer space. You'll be lucky to get out alive.
All right. Hey, I'm going to do something that's not serious, like that was. A little nightmare music. What happened was a lot of good music in horror movies. Here's one you never heard before, I'm sure. 1965, Who Killed Teddy Bear? Starring Sal Mineo as an obscene phone caller and Juliet Prowse as his victim. Let's see, Elaine Stritch. She owns a disco. Oh, and Jan Murray from Dollar a Second. He's a cop obsessed with catching the evildoers. It's Who Killed That Teddy Bear? And here's the song from it. It's like a Megabucks James Bond thriller.
One were his eyes, now they're all cold. That's why my cries can't be controlled.
Thank you.
Teddy Bear played a couple of TV dates back from 65 on and kind of vanished now. Here's something Debbie Reynolds made a horror movie. It's What's the Matter with Helen, 1971.
You with Shelley Winters. There wasn't a lesson in loving that you hadn't learned. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You told me that you could keep playing with fire without getting burned. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
With Johnny Mercer and Goody Goody.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody Goody, you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody Goody, so you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you, and she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? You lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody goody, so you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to ya. Goody goody for her, goody goody for me, and I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
As teenagers. Songs from horror movies.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody goody. So you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you, and he broke it in little pieces.
Kinds of hits for Petula Clark. The name was Tony Hatch. He used the name Mark Anthony. And there was a horror movie, Circus of Horrors. Went on to be a major hit, United States and England. It's a nice tune. Look for a Star.
So you gave him your heart to.
It's about a circus where everybody is a former thief, killer. And a doctor turned ringmaster. You'll have to watch it. Circus of Horrors with this nice tune called Look for a Star. This is the music of the star.
Living, and you don't really care who you are, when you feel there is no one beside you, look for a star. When you know you're alone and so lonely, and your friends have traveled afar, there is someone waiting to guide you. Look for a star, for everyone has a lucky star that shines in the sky up above. If you wish on your lucky star, you're sure to find someone to love. A rich man, a poor man, a beggar, no matter whoever you are, there's a friend who's waiting to guide you. Look for a star. There's a friend who's waiting to guide you. Look for a star. There's a friend who's waiting to guide you. Look for a star.
Star from Circus of Horrors. Good picture.
Show them how.
Everybody remembers the song from Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. The young Baby Jane, Julie Allred. That was her only movie.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. One final request, all right?
I've written a letter to Daddy.
All right. Thank you. I've written a letter to Daddy.
Dear Dad. put kisses. The postman says that's best to do. I've written a letter to Daddy saying I love you.
I don't think you actually mentioned the exact nature of...
Well, I've been retired for some time now. I've been taking care of someone in my family who's sick.
And now you're free to return to your profession?
Yes.
And what exactly... I mean, I take it you're a soloist, some instrument?
I wonder if you can guess who I am.
Huh? Can you give me a hint?
Well, it's not really fair to make you guess. I'm Baby Jane Hudson.
Oh. Do you mean you're really the Baby Jane Hudson?
Yes, I am. And I'm going to revive my act exactly as I used to do it. Of course, some of the arrangements will have to be brought up to date. Music changes so much. Doesn't it? And, you know, they're desperate for new acts. Television, Las Vegas, and all the clubs. And, well, there are a lot of people who remember me. Lots of them.
I don't see how you could fail.
You know, I had a kind of a feeling. The minute I opened that door and saw you standing there, I just knew we were going to be friends. I'd been thinking about costumes.
Costumes.
Yes, I took some of my old ones down to be copied. Do you think that's a good idea?
Of course. Of course, I don't quite remember.
How silly of me, Edwin. How could you? But I do want your opinion. I really do. All my scrapbooks and stuff are in the rehearsal room, and you can look at them and tell me what you think.
Thank you. you'll be alone.
But they be mean to me like they were before.
They'll be kind.
I don't want to hear.
Jane, I'm dying. There's no time. You must listen. I made you waste your whole life thinking you'd crippled me.
Please stop.
You didn't do it, Jane. I did it myself. Don't you understand? I crippled myself. You weren't driving that night.
Great picture. I've seen it lots of times. Music by Frank Duvall. The Music of the Stars. Songs from scary movies. Now here's one I thought you'd like. It's not well known.
You weren't driving. You were too drunk.
From Journey to the Center of the Earth, starring Pat Boone.
Not
Okay, I cheated on that a bit. It's not really a horror movie, Journey to the Center of the Earth. But there was a time, 1955, 60, 65, anything Jules Verne wrote was big business in Hollywood. Journey to the Center of the Earth, 1959. But that song written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. They wrote more for Frank Sinatra than anything else. We may be the only station in the world playing that song today. Universal had the best horror movies, didn't they?
Has little need of moonlight.
Yeah, that's the Pat Boone version.
The faithful heart needs not a single star. The faithful heart can fly on wings of memory to the true love yearning from afar. Through the darkness to the true love yearning from. Count the times, count the ways that I long for you. Count the hours, count the days we're apart. When shadows start and all the world sleeping, you're in my arms the way you used to be. And so, my love, until we're back together, keep a little thought glowing. Keep a little dream going, and a faithful heart, faithful to
And then there was The Invisible Man, 1933. Remember those pants skipping down the lane with nobody in them, or at least nobody could see? How about The Bride of Frankenstein? But I've got a song from The Mummy's Curse. And Cody. And Lon Chaney Jr. Strangles her, but not till she finishes the song. And Cody was a vaudeville performer. And they wrote this song for The Mummy's Curse, The Music of the Stars.
When you pass us by, we just have to cry.
Hey, you!
Who, me?
You, who? When we see your smile and the sweet profile, we dream all the while of you. Hey, you! Till we meet again at the Place Madeleine and the Rue Lorraine, we two. And if you care for me, me and be my sweet chérie. Yoo-hoo! I go for you. Come one and all and sing a song for all short, but death is long. Far olla, far olli,
far olla, far olli.
There'll be no music in the tomb, so sing with joy and down with gloom. Tonight the new wine is in bloom. Far olla, far olla, far olli,
far olla, far olla, far olli.
From Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, Lon Chaney Jr. Patti Page had a hit with this. Patti Page, the Singin' Rage, with her History in Kenosha. This is from Hush Hush, Sweet Charlotte. Don't say that with a mouthful of Ritz crackers, especially if you're too close to somebody. This had Bruce Dern, Betty Davis, and Joseph Cotten, who, by the way, sings the song. Has it been 60 years? The music of the stars. Great songs from horror movies.
Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. He'll love you till. Tear.
from your eye. You weep because you had a dream last night. You dreamed that he said goodbye. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. He'll love you. So true. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. He'll love you till he dies. And every night after he shall die, yes, every night when he's gone, lullaby, sweet Charlotte was loved by John. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. He'll love you.
It's a good horror movie. And then we have Hannibal. An opera written just for Hannibal. Patrick Cassidy, Hans Zimmer. And we don't have time to play that, so wait till after news. And Sir Anthony Hopkins was quite a composer himself, you know, in real life. Say, isn't it time for lunch?
In our discussions down in the dungeon, it was apparent to me that your father, the dead night watchman, figures largely in your value system. I think your success in putting an end to Jane Gum's career as a couturier pleased you most because you could imagine your father being pleased. But now, alas, you're in bad odor with the FBI. Do you imagine your daddy being shamed by your disgrace? Do you see him in his plain pine box crushed by your failure, the sorry, petty end of a promising career? What is worst about this humiliation, Therese? Is it how your failure will reflect on your mommy and daddy? Is your worst fear that people will now and forever believe they were indeed just good old trailer camp tornado bait white trash, and that perhaps you are too? By the way, I couldn't help noticing on the FBI's rather dull public website that I have been hoisted from the Bureau's archives of the common criminal and elevated to the more prestigious 10 most wanted list. Is this coincidence, or are you back on the case? If so, goody goody, because I need to come out of retirement and return to public life. Clearly, this new assignment is not your choice. Rather, I suppose it is part of the bargain.
Stand by for news. I'll be back in 7 minutes with the end of the Music of the Star and a few surprises.
Is news from the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.